This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Chad Ochocinco is going to box James freaking Harrison in a charity deal?
He has absolutely lost his mind.
Well, here's the deal. How big's the ring? Because he's going to have to move.
Ain't big enough.
He's going to be running.
Look, Ocho is slapped. He's a strong man.
Mm.
There's a list of, like, I don't know, zero people on planet Earth that you'd want to get in a ring with before James Harrison? And Ocho's talking trash on Twitter. You don't talk trash to James Harrison. Like, there's no gentleman's agreement when James Harrison gets in the ring.
No.
With a former Bengal? No.
He's one of the scariest human beings on planet Earth.
Ever.
I'd
fight Attila the Hun first.
Yeah.
You have to block him?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not good.
Well, see, guy, like, you're not a guy who gets
scared.
Let's
pull up the tape.
You're not, Doran, you are a guy.
He was a skirt.
You had to have been a little scared.
Whenever I get in situations like that, like, I make business decisions,
yeah.
Kind of like Davante Adams. Like, I know where I can go and how far I could push it, and I know the line. Like, and I know that I'm not going to cross that line with James Harrison. I wouldn't cross that line with Brock Lesnar. I wouldn't cross that line with Mike Tyson. Like, I'm like, okay, like, I am not going to go there. I don't think I'm the toughest guy in the world. And I know that there are people that are tougher than me and stronger and badder. And James Harrison's one of them.
James Harrison was the scariest player in the NFL, and it wasn't close. They changed rules for him, and I don't think he's mellowed with age.
No.
And you're going to be Chad Ochocinco doing Chad Ochocinco things, running your mouth. But this, to me, is the way it's supposed to be. And real quick. Video out there now, NFL Films, Ben Roethlisberger hugging up on Joe Flacco following the game. Now, I don't think I qualify as like Mr. Old School or anything like that, but that bugged me. Like, Joe Flacco beats the Steelers, and Big Ben hugs him up, says, oh, I had a bad feeling when you got in the game. Shut up!
Shut up!
Hugging Joe Flacco. Always a Raven, come up into this house, beats you, throwing the ball to TJ Hushmanzada. In the back of the end zone. You can't be hugging Ravens. I can't stand when the
jersey exchanges
after the game.
They don't care.
I don't mind it.
I know.
I mean, it's so long ago. They're like, hey, we both played at a high level. We both won Super Bowls. We're in a category together that only a point of, you know, mill of whatever is people that are a part of. Like, they don't even think about being team rivals.
I could not believe how smiley those two guys were with each other after the game. After Joe Flacco beats your Pittsburgh Steelers, you're all smiles and hugs. Drives me nuts.
You ever watch post-game interactions between players?
Hate that, too.
Jersey exchanges.
Can't stand it. It's one of my old man hills to die on. Cannot stand that.
I mean,
drives me up a wall. You think Ryan Clark wants to go and exchange jerseys with Anquan Boldin? With Ray Rice? The hell out of here. I'd rather watch Ben box Joe Flacco for money. I don't care if it's a grift or not. That's the way it's supposed to be. Go punch a Raven upside the head. Giving him a hug after he beats the Steelers. Kiss my butt.
Cows, can you clip all that?
Seriously, after the backyard brawl, guys were hugging each other. That makes me sick. There's a time and place for sportsmanship. I get it. But, like, I don't even like it in hockey when the Penguins play the Flyers in a playoff series and then you have the shaking of hands.
It's respect.
Oh. And they work out in the offseason. They're all buddy-buddy. Save it for off-camera. I don't want to see Sidney Crosby hug Claude Giroux.
Kiss my butt.
Kiss my butt.
Probably doesn't understand respect. That's not surprising.
Oh, top rope.
It's just the game. Like, this backyard brawl, you're going to hug? You're going to hug after that. Steelers lose by 3 because your quarterback can't handle a damn snap. You go hug the other quarterback? And you're maybe the greatest quarterback in franchise history, and you're hugging the best quarterback up until Lamar. And Ravens, you're going to hug him. I'm sorry. I needed to get that off my chest, apparently.
Apparently. You just...
It really irked you, huh?
Your blood pressure is skyrocketed.
I don't want John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin to be friends. I want them to hate each other.
Why?
I want Bill Cowher to punch Jeff Fisher in the head or Brian Billick. I want them to hate them as much as I hate them. That's what I want.
I think there's probably a lot of fans that identify with that mindset.
Well, we'll see on the text line. It's called sportsmanship. I know what it is. Like, I want, like, Pat Narduzzi, the whole officials thing after the game, and then Neil Brown saying, that's BS. I don't want to hear Narduzzi next year say, oh, we respect Neil Brown. He's a good coach. He's a good offensive schemer. That's what he said this year. No, I want them to hate each other. Sorry. Back to Pitt. I've blown this segment. We'll spend the next one talking about the Panthers and their first ACC.
I did not do it on purpose.
There are some things that strike a nerve.
It struck a chord with you.
I'm laying in my bed last night, couldn't fall asleep because I saw Big Ben hugging up on Joe Flacco.
Are you serious? That's what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This guy's watching The Exorcist.
Yes.
Trying to go to bed.
I would rather experience myself being taken over by a demon.
You just did.
You literally just happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.